I'm absolutely loving it. It's the first time in my life that I've been able to live in somewhere for 3 months. Whereas, because normally I'm traveling on cruise ships around the world and airports every week. So to live in Cromer is amazing. And I love like little small towns and not there's not much here, but it's quite nice. Just to, you don't get tempted to spend money or anything like that. You're just you're hanging around and I meet the family that I get to work with here. It's amazing to have a family that you get to stay with for a long time because I don't really see my family that much. So, yeah.
So how are you finding the show? Is it something where you've got to be jack of all trades?
It definitely is. I mean, I've got two left feet, so dancing is brand new to me. The first time I ever danced was last year when I did pantomime in Scotland. So learning to dance again has been interesting. Singing is a new thing to me as well. I think my microphone is toned down the lowest, so you can't hear me. But the show has been absolutely amazing. But, I mean, I've tried to put as much into the show as I can. So show one is lots of comedy and everything like that, and show two is just variety and as much as I can slam into it. And everyone else that I'm working with is absolutely amazing in terms of how much variety and everything that we've all managed to put into the show from all around the world basically now. So
obviously this is the last End of Pier show. How does it feel to be actually performing in such a something that's been going for many years but is now sort of the last one?
No, absolutely amazing. I mean, my grandma lives in Clacton because I was originally brought up in the UK and then moved to Australia now for 20 years. But to be part of something that is the last remaining, there's nothing else in the world like it. I mean, it's the last remaining in the world. So to be part of that is just an incredible feeling.
And how do you get on working with all the cast as a team?
Oh, the cast is absolutely amazing. Like, we all get on. We're all a family, like I mentioned before. It's just a family. Like, we all gel on stage and off stage. And obviously working with Phil has been absolutely amazing, because we've been friends now for 3 years or so, so it's been absolutely incredible.
And obviously it's very different here from Australia. How are you finding the differences from Australia?
The accents are interesting to understand sometimes. I mean, because obviously, because we are the last remaining peer show, you get people from everywhere coming in and watching the show, and they all come up afterwards and comment most of the time, like the majority of the time, and sometimes if they're from somewhere else I don't really understand them, especially Scottish people I don't really understand. And then obviously people who have lived here for a long time who've just got that, I'm not even sure what you call the accent, but that kind of accent, it's new.
Do you think it's colder here?
Yeah, I think that Cromer goes through four seasons in one day, to be honest. I mean, it's sunny, then it's rainy, then it's this. I mean, I haven't seen snow yet, but maybe I will. I still haven't had a white Christmas, so maybe it's not. I'm not going to be here for Christmas, but maybe I'll see snow.
Are you enjoying it though?
I'm absolutely loving it. I'm having the time of my life. Like I said before, I'm normally traveling around the world on my own, doing my own show. To be part of a culmination of so many talents and everything, that is absolutely amazing. And to stay in one place and work in such a beautiful theatre that has so much history, I mean, you couldn't ask for more.